Welcome to Cyber IQ, your weekly briefing on critical cybersecurity and regulatory updates. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. This week, we're tracking significant compliance shifts globally.
From delayed cyber incident reporting in the US to crucial AI transparency deadlines in the EU and groundbreaking neural data protections in Connecticut.
Plus, China's accelerating AI governance and new rules for electric utilities and medtech. Stay with us for the details.
Sarah, let's start with a significant delay affecting critical infrastructure in the U.S. The Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act, or CIRCIA, final rule is still missing. What's the latest?
That's right, Alex. CISA's final rule for CIRCIA remains unpublished, well past its own May 2026 target. This leaves approximately 300,000 critical infrastructure entities in a compliance design limbo.
And this isn't just a minor delay, is it? What are the implications for these organizations?
It's substantial. Virtual stakeholder town halls were postponed due to a DHS funding disruption and haven't been rescheduled. This makes further delays increasingly likely.
So businesses are essentially waiting to know the exact implementation timelines.
Exactly. While the core requirements, such as 72-hour incident reporting and 24-hour ransomware payment reporting, aren't expected to change, companies can't finalize their compliance plans.
That must be frustrating for compliance teams trying to prepare. What happens once the rule finally lands?
The clock starts immediately. Penalties for non-compliance can reach up to $500,000 per day. It's a very high-stakes situation.
Given this uncertainty, what's your advice for critical infrastructure entities right now?
Our recommendation is to design your compliance framework to the proposed rule now. Don't wait for the final publication. Assume the core requirements will stand.
So proactive preparation is key, even without the final document.
Absolutely. Waiting could expose organizations to significant penalties once the rule is enacted, whenever that may be.
Moving across the Atlantic, the EU AI Act has seen some clarity regarding its timelines. Many thought the omnibus deal pushed everything back. Is that true, Sarah?
Not entirely, Alex. While the omnibus deal did extend some high-risk deadlines, crucial transparency obligations are still on track for August 2, 2026.
Can you elaborate on what was extended and what remains firm?
Certainly. Deadlines for high-risk AI systems in Annex 3 were pushed to December 2027, and those in Annex 1 to August 2028. This gives developers more time for complex systems.
But what about the transparency obligations you mentioned?
That's Article 51. These requirements, including deepfake labeling, disclosing when users are interacting with AI, and notices for biometric or emotion recognition systems, are still effective August 2, 2026.
So businesses need to be ready for those specific transparency rules very soon.
Precisely. And there's a critical consultation window closing on June 3 for the Commission's draft guidelines on these Article 50 requirements.
What's important about these guidelines?
They adopt an average consumer standard for AI disclosure. This has significant implications, especially for vulnerable populations like children and the elderly, who might not recognize AI interaction as easily.
So companies using generative AI biometric systems or emotion recognition AI in the EU should pay close attention and potentially respond to this consultation.
Absolutely. It's the last chance to influence how these standards will be interpreted and enforced before the August 2 deadline. Ignoring it could lead to compliance challenges down the line.
From Europe, let's turn our attention to the US, specifically Connecticut, which is making headlines with its new AI bill and pioneering neural data protections. Sarah, what makes this bill unique?
This bill, SB 5, has passed the legislature and awaits the governor's signature. What's truly groundbreaking is its explicit classification of neural data as sensitive personal information.
Neural data as sensitive? That sounds like a first. What does that mean for companies?
It is indeed the first in the US. Effective July 1, any collection or processing of neural data will require opt-in consent. This impacts products like brain-computer interfaces or EEG devices.
So, a significant reclassification for data from those technologies. What else does the Connecticut bill cover?
It expands protections for minors, specifically ages 13 to 17. There's a blanket ban on targeted advertising and the sale of their data.
That's a strong stance on minor privacy. And how does it address AI more broadly?
The bill covers various aspects of frontier AI. This includes the AI supply chain, mandatory chatbot transparency, rules for AI use in employment decisions, and requirements for content provenance.
So it's a very comprehensive approach, not just focused on neural data.
Exactly. It's a multi-domain AI bill, setting a new bar for state-level AI governance and privacy. Companies operating in Connecticut, especially those with neural interface products or youth-focused services, need to act swiftly.
So reclassifying neural data and rewiring minor protection flows are critical actions before July 1.
Absolutely. The clock is ticking for compliance teams to implement these changes.
China is also accelerating its AI governance, but it seems to be taking a two-track approach. Sarah, what's happening on that front?
That's right, Alex. We're seeing two parallel developments. First, the State Council confirmed on May 17th it's drafting a comprehensive national AI law.
A comprehensive law? What's the goal there?
The aim is to create a single, overarching statute to replace the current patchwork of regulations from the CAC, which cover generative AI, deep synthesis, and algorithmic recommendations. No timeline has been announced yet.
So, a move towards a more unified legal framework for AI. And what's the second track you mentioned?
Separately, the CAC's Anthropomorphic AI Interactive Services Rules, published April 10th, become effective July 15th. These set distinct compliance deadlines for conversational AI products in the Chinese market.
What do these anthropomorphic AI rules specifically target?
They cover AI chatbots, AI companions, and AI customer service agents. Key requirements include mandatory disclosure of AI interaction and prohibitions against systems that simulate vulnerable groups.
And are there any specific protections for minors in these rules?
Yes, they explicitly ban emotional dependency patterns targeting minors. It's a clear move to prevent manipulative AI interactions.
So companies operating in China need to navigate both existing CAC rules and prepare for the coming omnibus framework.
Precisely. They need to distinguish which existing regulatory layer applies to their products today, while simultaneously anticipating the broader national AI law. It's a complex compliance landscape.
Finally, let's touch on some critical compliance deadlines coming up very soon for electric utilities and the medtech sector. Sarah, what should utilities be aware of by May 26th?
By May 26th, NERC CIP-003-11 becomes effective. This extends mandatory cybersecurity controls to low-impact bolt electric system, or BEZ, cyber systems for the first time.
So previously unregulated facilities are now under new cybersecurity requirements?
Exactly. Electric utilities must ensure physical security controls, transient cyber asset management, and supply chain risk management are documented for these facilities. FERC Order No. 918 made this mandatory.
That's a significant expansion of scope for utility compliance teams. And for the medtech sector, what's happening on May 28th with EU DAMED?
On May 28th, four EU DAMED modules become mandatory across the EU MDR and IVDR perimeter. These are actor registration, UDI/devices, notified bodies and certificates, and vigilance modules.
What are the risks for manufacturers who aren't compliant by then?
Non-compliant manufacturers risk significant supply chain disruption. It's crucial for medtech regulatory affairs to verify SRN issuance and complete UDI submission.
So, two very near-term deadlines impacting different critical sectors.
Absolutely. Utilities need to audit their low-impact BEZ asset inventory against CIP-003-11 requirements, and medtech teams must complete EU DEMED registration before May 28th.
That's a packed week across cybersecurity, AI governance, privacy, and healthcare compliance. Thanks, Sarah, for breaking it all down.
Thanks for having me. Plenty of action items for compliance teams this week.
That's it for this week's Cyber IQ. Subscribe to our RSS feed at https://cyberiq.github.io/podcast/feed.xml. And we'll see you next Thursday.